A non-binding ballot item in Burlington this town meeting day would advise the city council to request that F-35 fighter jets not be based at the city's airport. But as VPR's Liam Elder Connors reports, the Vermont Air National Guard says they're still getting ready for the arrival of the aircraft.
The fight over the basing of F-35s in Burlington has been going on for years. Charles Simpson's an activist with Save Our Skies, the group that worked to get the item on the ballot. He's also running for Burlington City Council. Simpson says among the concerns are how loud the new jets would be.
Now we're bringing in a new plane. The old plane was the F-16. We're bringing in the F-35, four times louder. Much bigger noise impact zone, which is going to put in jeopardy 3,000 homes.
Save Our Skies website lists other concerns, like potential health impacts from exposure to high levels of noise. In the week before the vote, though, the Vermont Air National Guard has stepped up its outreach.
As soon as you get all the shots of the airfield, we'll go ahead and proceed over to the across the street.
Colonel Adam Rice is showing a group of reporters how much work has already been done to get ready for the new aircrafts.
Aircraft shelters, this will be a new aircraft parking apron where we park the jets.
About how close is this to being done right now?
The airfield project's a little over 50% complete.
So far, the Guard has spent $83 million preparing the base for the new jets. And Lieutenant Colonel Daniel Finnegan of the F-35 Integration Office says the preparation will continue.
It has been ongoing for 10 years, and we've taken it very seriously. When the first F-35 lands here in 18 months, we intend to be fully trained and equipped to receive it.
Brigadier General Joel Clark declined to say how the Guard would respond if the ballot item passes.
I don't want to speculate one way or the other on which way that ballot item goes. We will continue to work with the city council. We'll continue to work with the mayor as we move forward with the basing of the F-35.
General Clark says the wording of the ballot makes it sound like opposing the F-35s is actually supporting the Guard, which Clark says is misleading.
It's inaccurate, and to us, a vote of no is support of this Vermont Air National Guard. But I am not telling anybody how to vote. That is their right to vote yes or no as they choose.
He says the Guard expects to land a few jets in Vermont this year before they're here to stay. But Simpson, the activist against the F-35s, says the vote is a check on the city. Here he is speaking at a city council meeting in January.
In the present case of aircraft noise, the mayor and the city council have failed to execute the police power of government to protect area homes.
Which is why opponents feel Burlington voters should support Tuesday's ballot item. For VPR News, I'm Liam Elder Connors.